Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Lean Keys, Real Talk, episode number 54. You know, back with another one. I got my boy, Rodney, in the building. We about to talk some stuff tonight. I think I already got him in here. I don't know. Rodney, you in here, bro? All right, I can't hear you at all. I think he's in here, but we just can't wait. You know, what I want to talk about tonight is a very special event going down this weekend. And y'all know, if you listen to my show, or our show, I should say, Lee's not here tonight, but ours still, of course. You know that we talk about battle rap a lot. And if you're listening to our show, if you're a listener to the shows that, you know, me and Rodney do, you know, me and Lee, this is our show, but, you know, specifically if you've listened to any of the shows that me and Rodney do when Rodney jumps on, I think that you need to get into battle rap and you need to start watching it, because if you've already listening to the shows, you show some interest. So I think you should just take the next step and just go start watching some battles on YouTube and quite possibly order that Summer Madness 7. I think that I mumbled that a little bit. My apologies. Summer Madness 7 pay-per-view is going down this Saturday. And when you order that live pay-per-view, it's dope because you don't need to watch the live event. You can watch the VOD. I think it stands for Video On Demand. You can watch that back for like a couple weeks after the event already went down. Yep. So it's not like, I can hear you, bro. One second. I'm just breaking down the VOD. So I think if you've been listening to our shows, you show some interest, I think you should just take the next step, start watching some battles on YouTube. And then if you've already done that and maybe you got into battle rap because of listening to our show, that's dope, and I'm proud that I could put you on, and that Rodney, of course, with his help, we could put you on if that did spark any interest. And if you already had done that, I'm reminding you now that you should probably most certainly should, if you can, cop URL Summer Madness 7 pay-per-view going down this Saturday, because even if you can't watch it live, I mean, you might want to, but watching like 6 hours of a battle rap event in one day is kind of a lot. I mean, I can't even get through like 2 rounds of a battle in one day. I kind of do 1 round a day at this point, but anyways, especially with all the previews and stuff. But yeah, you should watch the event, and if you can't watch the event that day, you'll have the VOD so you can watch it like a week later or whatever. Me personally, I'm probably going to watch mine. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to watch mine on Sunday, because Saturday I'm probably not going to be home that entire day. You know, I really live up the weekends because Keys works very hard out here. I know a lot of y'all do too, and I think everybody should live up their weekend to the most extent, because that's what life is all about. Work hard, but then enjoy life hard as well. You know what I mean? You got to do up everything, do the work to the extent, and then do that free time to the extent. So I probably won't even be home on Saturday to watch Summer Madness 7. So I won't see it live, but that's all good. I'm going to watch it Sunday, and my boy Rodney's not going to give me any spoilers. He's not going to text me, send me bars or nothing like that, or tell me what happened, because I definitely don't want to hear what happened, because I don't want to be spoiled. I'm going to watch it on Sunday. He knows that, and all my battle rap friends know that, so they ain't going to try and spoil nothing for me, and that's all of like 2 people, so that kind of narrows it down. And so it's going to be dope. And my boy Rodney is here now. I don't think that his vocals were connecting to the circuit, you know, beforehand. So I think I had to bounce him out and bounce him back in. Or he bounced himself out and bounced himself back in. And then he just slid up for the slide into home base. So Rodney's here. What up, bro? How you doing?
What's good, man? I'm good. What's going on with you, Keys?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm drinking water.
Oh, cool. I got you.
I'm chilling, bro. I'm drinking water right now.
All right.
You know, there was a Wiz Khalifa. I'm sure you know Wiz Khalifa. And if you're listening to the show and you're not familiar with Wiz Khalifa, that's just sad.
Oh, someone too.
Yeah, that's just sad. And most of all, if you're not familiar with Wiz Khalifa, you most definitely need to listen to his the original Rolling Papers. You need to listen to the first Rolling Papers album, because I need to say first, because I'm pretty sure a sequel just came out, and my coworker has already listened to it. I haven't listened to the Rolling Papers 2 album, but it's not that exciting for me, because I know that it would never be able to be as good as the original Rolling Papers. And maybe it's just because, like, of where I was at. I don't know. It could be many things. But, like, that Rolling Papers album is just an excellent piece of music from start to finish. There's not a bad song on the album. That's one of those albums, you listen to it, and you don't have to skip any of the you don't have to skip any of the records. You listen to the whole album. You don't even realize the whole album played. That's kind of like, I was in the barbershop the other day, and they ran through the whole Post Malone album, like, once or twice, and I didn't even realize the whole thing played. Like, it's those kind of albums. Like, the whole thing just flows into one piece.
Something
and it's just
to vibe
beautiful.
To.
For real, that Rolling Papers is really something to vibe to. And the reason that I said about Wiz Khalifa was because when Rodney came on and I was like, hey, man, I'm chilling, drink of water. I mean, that's literally what I was doing at that exact moment. That's why I said it. But it just reminds me of an old Wiz Khalifa mixtape that I was listening to. I want to say it was called Kush and Orange Juice mixtape that he did way back in the day. Rodney, I don't know if you're familiar with Kush and Orange Juice. That's an old Wiz Khalifa mixtape from way back. And really,
I mean,
really
I'm
interesting.
I'm gonna
yeah, really interesting.
Like
yeah, no doubt.
Well.
I mean, yeah, he's good stuff. I mean, I think it was Kush and Orange Juice, but it was the intro to one of his things, or one of his albums on something. I don't know, but whatever it was the intro, and Wiz literally said, like, he had that, you know, the Wiz laugh when you come into the record, and then he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, y'all know I usually be smoking weed on the intro, but right now I'm drinking water. And when I heard that thing, man, it was so funny. Like, it's just one of those things. You got to hear it in the moment, because, like, when you listen to a piece of music, and then, like, you're listening to
the
music, and then you're like, man, I'm going to throw this on. And you hear that that chill intro to, like, something, it kind of just, like, kind of just eases things up a bit, you know, kind of like, you know, throw a little comedy in there. I mean, we'd be smoking weed in the intro, but right now I'm drinking water. But yeah, that thing really had me and my friends in tears when we first heard that. That was hilarious. I'm gonna find that.
The Race.
Oh man, The Race is a super classic. That's one of my favorite Wiz songs too. The beat is so beautiful. I mean, obviously the lyrics are so beautiful. Like, the whole vibe and energy, like, around it is beautiful. You just play that song and it's like the whole room goes into a trance. Like, everybody's just on that wave. The song is very wavy,
that's
bro.
A track
very
you
wavy.
Smoke to. I don't even smoke.
What you say?
I said that's a track that you smoke to, and I don't even smoke.
Yeah, but see, you know what though, man? I feel like. Ironically, like, I've listened to most of my, you know, I've been most into Wiz Khalifa at points. I mean, like, I've listened to a lot of his stuff. I mean, because, like, I smoke weed, you know, here and there. But, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, I never felt like I was, like, liking Wiz Khalifa more, like, in my stoner days, like, when I smoked weed more, oh, I listened to more Wiz Khalifa. Like, I never really felt like that I was feeling the music more because I was smoking weed with it. You know, I know what you were saying. Like, that's the song I smoke to for sure. You can, but any of his stuff, I mean, you could probably smoke to. But, that Rolling Papers, though, like, for people that are listening, you don't need to, The Race is dope. Like, if you've never heard that song, you need to go listen to that. I mean, but anyway, like, Rodney, that's a song you could feel, too, no matter what. Like, it's just a dope record. Like, it doesn't even matter. I mean, I'm sure people that smoke to it appreciate it, you know, on that level. You know, be high and listen to it. I'm sure it's even that much better. But, like, realistically, we don't even need – nothing to listen to that. That thing is just, that's a beautiful piece of music right there. Oh my God. Shout out Wiz Khalifa. That Rolling Papers one is a damn masterpiece. Straight classic.
Classic.
Super classic, classic. And that's a classic. Like, people always throw around the word classic. That's a super classic. Like, in my day, super classic. Like, you know, I'm trying to think of another one off top that where I can just, every song is good. I mean, I feel like Drake's Nothing Was the Same is a really, really good album. I don't know if it's a classic, but it's a really good album. Like, when I get into it and I listen to those records, I get into that same vibe where it's like I'm, my energy is with the album. Like, it's kind of like, it's similar to the effect of Rolling Papers, but it's just, of course, Rolling Papers in its own category, but that Nothing Was the Same, it definitely kind of has that same feel throughout the whole album when you listen to it. Like, a couple of the records
like,
kind of get up.
Who's Can, Leather, Pound Cake, and Furthest Thing. Those are like really my songs from that album.
Furthest Thing is dope. I like
that
the song Come Through.
Furthest Thing is crazy.
Yeah, that's a beautiful record right there. Also, the song Come Through. I really fuck with that song,
yeah.
Come Through. Get your ass in the cone, come through. Yo, that thing is heat, man. Oh, my God. That's that record, like, when you're just, like, feeling some type of way on a weekend, like a Saturday, and you ain't even make plans with your homies, but you call that fine lady to come through and kick it. That's the song right there. That, man, that's the song.
Woo!
All right. So, anyways, I just had to go off a little bit about that for a second, because just go off the top, get tip of the tongue with that real quick. Rodney, it's good to have you here. Just want to tell you I'm very happy to have you here this evening. And anybody who's listening, I'm happy to have you here as well. And also, shout out to Norway. Shout out to Norway. I'm going to tell y'all why. Because I'm a guy who, I pay attention to the statistics of our show. And, you know, me and Lee, we pay attention to the statistics of our show because we want to know, you know, we like to see that, get that insight on who's viewing and where they're from and what, you know, because Blog Talk Radio is so, I mean, it's so detailed. It shows you, I even found out today, you can see the devices that people are listening on. I mean, like whether they're listening through Google Chrome or, you know, what's crazy, but. Shout out to Norway, man, because I found out today that 60% of our listeners are from Norway, and that's what's up. I ain't even mad at that at all. I'm happy as can be at that, because I'm glad that we could reach an international audience, because it's one thing to have that United States reach, but we live in the United States. I'm glad to reach people in China, Norway, Sweden, you know what I mean? All these different places. That's so dope. And those are also some of the places that I do see. I mean, I think China is like 2% of our listeners. We haven't really reached out there, but Norway, 60% of our listeners, like, I'm ecstatic to read that today, because for a while it was the opposite. United States was the dominant, you know, most of our listeners. Then Norway was like the second, was the runner-up. Recently it switched, and I guess we've gained more of an audience in Norway. So somebody somewhere told their friend who told a friend who told a friend about Lee and Keys Real Talk. And I respect all you for that. And whoever the first one that told a friend that told another friend that led on to that whole telling friend route, you real. You very real. And my man, what's that thing, Rodney, what's that thing Jay Black does? Oh, shake my hand. Shake my hand. Whoever was that told a friend? Shake my hand, bro. Come on, please. Everyone that you told a friend to, everybody in Norway, shake my hand. So, yeah, that's how we're going to kick it off. Norway, you the best. And so we have a very important event this weekend. It's a very dope event. You know, I previewed this in the opening minutes of the show. I just wanted to let the people know that if they, you know, had any – if I've listened to – you know, Lee and Keys, Real Talk, on the nights when my boy Rodney's on, we usually kick it and talk battle rap. Sometimes Rise comes on. If he doesn't get barred off the phone, he comes on and talks battle rap. So these are my battle rap homies. If you've tuned into those episodes and having listened to those episodes had any influence on you starting to watch battle rap, then I am extremely honored. And I'm sure Rodney is feeling some honor right now as well. I'm happy to have put you on. We're happy to have put you on. And I hope you've watched a couple battles since then and started to do your homework a little bit. I mean, I can't even always do all my homework. My grades are iffy. You know, I don't always get all my homework in, but I try, you know, to brush up on things. And, you know, I always try to order the – when URL comes around and does Summer Madness, I always order Summer Madness. You know, they have another big event, which we previewed when that was around, too, the night of main events. Me and Rodney – yeah, I'm pretty sure – I'm almost positive me and Rodney did a show before the, you know, the week of Norm 8. Those are, like, the two – yeah, I'm pretty sure we did because I remember writing that out in the description. So that, you know, Norm 8 and Summer Madness, those are the two big events, URL, and I usually like to order both of those pay-per-views because it's always super dope. I actually don't know if I ordered Norm 8 this year, though. I mean, I was planning to, but I'm not sure if I actually did. I think I forgot, and then it just happened, and then
no,
I was
you
like,
did.
Oh, shit.
You did.
I ordered it?
Yeah, because I remember me was talking about surfing Rum's battle, and he was quoting the bars to me when we were texting about it.
I did get it. I completely forgot about that. That's so crazy. Okay.
I got you, bro.
Yeah, good looks, man. I completely forgot about that. That's that's wild. So. What I want to say is that before I get into the Summer Madness card, I watched a specific battle yesterday with two MCs, one of which we're both, I think, a pretty good fan of, or both, you know, pretty good fans of. His name's A-Verb. We got A-Verb,
mm-hmm.
legend, battle rap legend, veteran.
Okay.
Versus
Showtime.
Versus New Jersey Twerk, who's really hot. He's really hot right
now.
Big, you know, big name. Really coming up. I mean, I don't even know if he's still coming up. He's been come up. But, I mean, he's up. He's way up. I mean, he's like top five, maybe even top three guys out there right now. I mean, for having come on the scene so quick, like new talent, top three easily, if it's even new. But yeah, A-Verb versus New Jersey Twerk, that happened on URL does an event called Smack Volume. Smack Volume series is all small room. It's like a limited amount of people in the crowd, so there's not, you know, you can't have forced crowd reaction and have 1,000 people gassing a bar, and it just seems so, you know. All, just no extraness, you know, we just get the bars and, you know, it's very, I feel like it's meant to just hear the lyrics, you know, we've got people that want to just hear the lyrics, that's what the event is kind of geared towards. Plus, I mean, that's how the old days was, back when they was just doing battles in barbershops and stuff like that, so there was never a lot of people and you would always know what dudes was saying and stuff like that, and the crowd reaction wasn't like drowning out the battle and taking up like 30 minutes of the footage and all this extraness that goes on now. So yeah, I watched that A-Verb versus New Jersey Twerk battle yesterday, and me and Rodney were talking about that, and I only watched it through one time, to be honest. I only watched the battle one time so far, and Rodney, I'm going to tell you like this. The way that I looked at it was the first round, A-Verb was fire. Like, his first round was very dope. And Twerk was getting on to something, I think. But his round his round was lighter than Verb's to me. But then he had a little choke at the end. It was a very small choke. It was like I think he jerseyed. It wasn't like a... Yeah, it wasn't like a long, drawn-out choke where, like, he realized he forgot his rhymes. and then he was trying to get back, you know, like some of these guys do, like they'll really freeze up and like try to remember their lines, and then it just becomes this long drawn out choke, which they think they're going to bounce back, but then they don't, and then they just keep choking, and it's like really bad looking. But he didn't do that. It was like a really subtle choke. New Jersey Tour kind of like was in the middle of something, and then he kind of just like all of a sudden jerseyed mad quick, maybe because like in his mind he was already ahead of the bars that he was already saying, and he knew that he didn't know what his next, you know, four bar setup was or whatever, and he knew he was coming to that point.
He's actually about to finish the line, but like I assume after that he like just forgot everything else, so he was like no jersey. But his first was actually pretty good. I liked the line, the verbal agreement line.
Yeah, that verbal agreement thing.
I can't remember
that
moment. His first one was pretty good. It was just short because he choked. And Ver took full advantage of that with a really good first round. Lyrically, he was dope. He was talking a little bit in the beginning. Like Ver's first round was really good, especially since it was a clear first after Twerk choked. So that's a good first round to spit after somebody dropped the ball in the first.
And I feel like in the first round too, the crowd was more into Verb than the battle as it went on later. They weren't really. I mean, I know it was the thing. Quote, at one point during it, he had the Showtime. I think the Showtime almost like fell flat. Like he did it, but like I don't think anybody was really reciting his like build up to it. I mean, I know there's only so many people in the room, but it just seemed people weren't really hyped.
Wait, Verb Showtime?
Yeah, one of his Showtimes. Like
now,
when he
that
got
was in the second round. We talking about the second round now?
Yeah. I don't know what point I'm really talking about. I was just kind of pointing out certain things about the battle, like that.
Right.
Yeah, I was just saying overall, like the first round, like you know that was good, and then there was some Showtime at some point during the battle that it felt like it fell flat. Like the Showtime itself was good, and like Verb was rapping.
Showtime
like
was
his Showtime.
Like yeah,
you
guys were bars. I get out every time. I'll surf something. A dumb
yeah, that was
at
hot.
The door looked like Lurch coming. That was dope.
Yeah, no, he
it
was
just,
having
he just
some
ended
fight,
light with the last line. My bad, go ahead, Keith.
Well, I think I guess what it wasn't the Showtime that wasn't good. It was just that it was just like because when Twerk was saying his thing, like you know the strapped in, like everybody was kind of like reciting it, like the you know of the people that were there, they were you know participating with it, and then like you know towards the end of the battle when Twerk took his hoodie off, the crowd exploded. Like that was an electric moment. Like it was just wild and crazy. Like it looked like a fight broke out in the room. Like
well, look.
Just or either that or like maybe more realistically, like somebody just hit the lotto. Like somebody just hit like a $1 million ticket during the battle, and everybody just lost their mind when he took his hood off. It was just a crazy moment.
I'll say this because now we're talking about the third. I think the main reason why everybody was saying Twerk's slogan when he says I'm strapped in. Compared to Verb, not a lot besides maybe Nunu saying the Showtime setup is because, like, before that, Twerk was already cooking. Plus, Twerk is known for the energy. And somehow, to be a part of the energy where it's a big stage, small room, it could be just the two of you, and you could feel the energy just right there. You could be watching at home, and you hype. I was watching the battle live at home with my gal brother, and I was losing my freaking mind during that third, and because he was doing great in that third, from the I watched you get booed your whole career, the smack over, telling the crowd to quiet down, bow. Now you got to tell them to give you a moment of silence. The propaganda scheme was, I love that scheme. I love that line. A few others, the Showtime from Twerk, they didn't say it with him. I guess some reason the Showtime is like dying down, because usually people used to say it with Verb all the time. They didn't say it with Twerk. But
yeah.
After that, that Showtime was crazy with the Ain't Gonna Be That Though. Yes, it is. After that, you got the lead and the grease, Leonidas, 2 feet above the wave, and Jesus Christ. That was crazy. And then there's a strapped in. Like, just Twerk was leaving Earth already in the third. But the strapped in, taking the hoodie off, that sealed the deal. Now, here's the thing, because I remember when we were texting about it, you were telling me I was judging off the crowd react. It wasn't just Twerk cooking. Because, like, when I watched it live, everybody knew, like, yo, there's no way in hell Verb is going to win that round. Even, like, they added this part out, but even after Rock came in, told Twerk, I will kill you, like, after a second, Rock was dapping Twerk and Verb off, like, yo, great job. Y'all did great in the battle. Like, Verb doesn't have to do his third. But the thing was, so while after all that died down, I gave Verb a chance to see, like, yo, maybe I missed some stuff in the third because I was wowed by Twerk's third. So I listened. The first half of your round is already talking about the reason why Twerk always had the hoodie on because it's insecure. But that kind of that angle's kind of canceled now, because 5 seconds ago, Twerk just took the hoodie off. So it was like, well, dang, half of that's already declined. The other half is okay, but the round was too short. And that was why I felt that third was very clear on Twerk's side, because one, Twerk was already losing his mind, and the hoodie down was icing on the cake. And then you started all trying to make Twerk look bad with his hoodie. It's too late now, because I just showed my bald head, my haircut bald head to the world live. So you making fun of me having a hoodie on doesn't matter anymore, because I just took it off. So it's like, no matter whether it was funny or not, it's not going to have that much of an impact, because it's too late now. I just took the hoodie off. So how does that make me look bad now? That's why I'm very clear, along with everybody else.
Yeah.
But the second is very clear.
Know, yeah, because, you know, the, like, Verb third was, I'm a sucker for those real talk third rounds. When anybody does, like, those.
Oh, the purse snatcher, that was dope. That was dope. The purse snatcher scheme was dope. I enjoyed that. But it was too short. But after that, that lasted for about 8-16 bars, which is like at least maybe like 45 seconds. And then he went to like 8 or 16 more bars, and then he was done. But after that, it's like, well, that's it? That's all you got? Well, it's like,
yeah,
he,
I don't
like
think
he left us waiting for more. Like,
yeah,
he was already third to beat, but now you're leaving, like, the door open big time, especially after Twerk already closed the door. Like, you could, like, pick the lock, but you picked it, and you almost figured it out. So you just stopped thinking, like, oh, I'm never going to get this. Well, you was almost there finished picking the lock, and you just gave up and just dropped the crowbar and screwdriver down. So now it's like, well, hell, so much for that, Verb. You was doing good. Why you stop?
Yeah, you could have picked the lock. That's funny. So, yeah, basically, New Jersey Twerk third round was too much for overwhelmed. It overwhelmed A Verb third. And then, you know, Twerk choke in the first round plus Verb's first. I think it was just better anyways. right. even if he hadn't had the stumble. And then it just comes down to the same way that Twerk's third was just better than Verb's third, even if, you know, he had been longer. I mean, we don't know how it would have been if, you know, how it would have been if he went up, but still his third was just better. And then the second round, it probably just comes down to the second round. I feel like a lot of battles come down to the second round. I don't know what is up with that, but, yeah, that battle comes down to the second round.
Third from Rome, not twerking Verb. Like, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it really does. Like, it's always coming down to the damn second round. Yeah, Surfing Rum, Hollow and Charlie Clips came down to the second round, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that did. The first was very clear for Hollow. The third was very clear for Clips.
And I know that
Clips and Lux too.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. See, that was my next thing. Rodney likes to say that Lux 3-0'd Clips, but I don't know, because the first round was
the first, but
at the same time, a lot of people could easily give Clips the first because he was just cooking too much, and it's easy to give Lux the third because he like made Clips fall apart with the paperwork, so it wasn't much of a third from Clips. And then the second round from both of them was good. So, I mean, that battle, you could say, also comes down to the second round. And there's a lot of battles you could say come down to the second round. I mean, Young Cannon and Mike P, I bet you if you look at that battle, you could probably say that came down to the second round. I mean, I only watched that one once.
No, it doesn't. Young Cannon won that second clear. That second was clear for Young Cannon.
Well, yeah, see, I was kind of just making a joke off that. I have no idea what the rounds were for that battle. I just kind of watched it and didn't really pay attention to whose round it was. I enjoyed it. That was a fun battle to watch. Did you see that the thing that really made me laugh? Speaking of Mike P, was the champion episode with DNA, and when DNA mm-hmm. was like, DNA and the Saga was on there, and DNA was like, Mike. He's like, Mike P, you're doing a lot of hot duke, but you're losing.
And you're
Mike,
losing.
You're losing.
That was funny.
Nah, that is so – I got to hear that back again. Mike P, you're losing. He's like, you're losing every battle that you're in. DNA is hilarious. Oh, my God. But, yeah.
This one by DNA,
Mike
he's very insane.
The problem is about Mike P is that if he gets clear wins, he doesn't get clear wins because they're usually debatables. So it's easy for people to say that he loses every battle because you could just say like, oh, this guy, because I feel like Mike P doesn't really have a very likable style. So when you say it's a debatable, it's easy for anyone who said it was a debatable to prefer the other person. So it off the rip kind of appears like Mike P loses every battle. Because, like I said, I at least think that his style isn't very likable. I mean, he mostly talks about, like, video games and stuff in his bars. And, like, especially on URL, I don't really know how appealing that kind of material really is. I mean, I know some of it is fire. Like, I mean, his Street Fighter thing is fire. Like, if you or into that, you probably went nuts for that whole setup he did. But and then Daylight like reversed it. Like they both had Street Fighter bars. Probably like the only battle when Daylight seemed like he was actually like attacking his opponent in a long time. I watched the Loso battle and I already was confused. Yeah, before I get into wasting time talking about that too much, I want to jump into this weekend's event. So Summer Madness 7. It's the perfect timing. I want to pull up the card right now. Yeah, so you have the first battle, seeing that the card is in, 3 days, right?
Yeah.
So the first battle, I'll just go off the top because I can't think of what. Okay, so we'll just start with Hitman and Rock. Let's start
okay,
with
Rock.
That. Hitman and Rock, we'll start with that. Because that was the first one that came to mind when I thought about the card. So,
that one's a huge battle. I mean, I feel like Hitman last battled Kajian, and he had a really good performance. I mean, I was watching that one live, and I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. When he had that line, and he was like, I forget what it was, but he had this, like, these couple bars set up, and it led into him saying, he's like, I guess I fell. He's like, I guess I fell and landed on my legacy.
And landed on my legacy. That was crazy.
Nuts.
That was crazy.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, yo, this battle's over, bro. I don't even want to hear about what K-Shine's talking about in the next round. Because I think I could have sworn Hitman was going first. Or was Hitman going second? I forget, but it just seemed like I wasn't
trying to hear K-Shine after that. Hitman went first. Hitman went first.
And wasn't that, Hitman
started,
third?
What? With
when
he said,
I fell on my, landed on my legacy.
What
round was that?
That was his third.
Okay, so that was after that line was the point in that battle when I was done and I was like, all right, Hitman won, it's over. I don't care about Shine third. That was legit where my mind was at when I watched it. And I don't feel ashamed because when you have performance like that and you're electrifying like that, I don't give a damn how good your lyrics are. And, like, that's the way that Shine battles now. Like, he always is very lyrical, which is cool. But, like, when someone is having lines like that, it's hard to top that with, like, the style that K-Shine does now. Like, now, and I look at this the same way that I look at his battle with T-Rex, that if T-Rex had all three rounds structured and he approached all three rounds the same way that he approached his first round for Shine, I think Rex would have won 3-0. I would have had Rex win 3-0 if he did that. Because it was just so fire. It was electrifying what he was saying, like, and it was real too, so you could just feel it. You know,
I almost cried.
That whole thing was, I can't think of, I never treated you like a hype man.
Treated you like a hype man. Oh,
yo.
My God. I almost cried when you said that, man. I almost cried.
Yeah, bro. Man, yo, Rodney was, he was emotional, man. There was tears like a real one, you know.
That's
a fact. Tears from a real one. Now that is a fact. That was a very. The energy was, it was a lot. That was a lot to deal with. Shine was getting those real talk bars, and it was just too much. That was like family shit going down. Like I was like a two brothers having an argument, a younger brother and the older brother. Having an argument.
Aren't they brothers?
And what's funny, are they blood related?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know. That's news to me. I didn't know that.
We'll find out next time.
I thought
they were. We'll see.
Kind of like, it was kind of like the same feeling as when, K-Shine battled A-Verb, and he was doing that whole thing about he was like
gonna be
that
forever.
When he was like, yeah, he said you battled your brother Hitman, that showed you his weak Verb, and then after
and
that
you
he was like, you know,
for this free Verb,
yeah, and then
I won't get out tangent, but the funny thing about that was like I remember when this first was on Twitter when Surf was on a rant talking about NWX versus Guntile / Dot Mob, and Surf was making a dream card that they probably could do, and Surf one of the battles that he said was Surf versus T Rex, and I replied to that saying, yo, ain't no way Rex and Shine are brothers. There's no way in hell that those two are battling. And Surf responded to me saying, Doug, I just got off the phone with Surf. Guntiles, what up? I said, nah, I need to. So then he posted a footage of T-Rex on the phone of him saying that anything else that's not that model Guntiles get killed. After Verb because Surf said, yo, why say you wouldn't kill Shine? He said, he Guntiles, he got mob. Surf said, no. He said, everything else get killed. I was like, dang. That hurt me. I was like, dog, no. Then him and Shine went back and forth on Instagram, like, oh, damn, this we doing. That's the funny thing about it.
And
not saying, like, I helped start it, but dog. I witnessed it, man.
Yes. The hell?
What was wrong?
Oh man, you know what?
What?
I actually just saw something that I probably wouldn't have seen, and I'm gonna bring this up off top because we didn't even get into Hitman and Rock yet. Well, we did. We started to, but I just want to bring this up, Rodney. You probably saw it because you'd be on Twitter and stuff like that, but I'm not. I don't be on Twitter, so I didn't see this. And in URL posted a tweet with a picture with a link to watchbattlelive.com, and and they said what in the caption. I made me click it. It says, "What the hell are these two up to?" With a little like guy scratching his chin. It says, "In the meantime, SM7 this weekend at watchbattlelive.com." And then the two pictures are pictures, screenshots of tweets. And it's Mike P and Briz Rothstein going, they're not really like arguing. They're just like having this like weird conversation on the timeline. And he's like, "Hey, Mike P, how's your day, bro? Good, that's good, man." And he's like, "You're doing all this shit." And they're just like having this weird conversation. And then at the end, Mike P responds. He's like, "Oh, anyways, just checking in. Hope you have a wonderful weekend and rest of the weekday. Toodles." Like, and it just, I don't know. I mean, that kind of thing is like, Mike P, Briz, surprise battle at SM7? Could be.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah, that's one that I've been kind of looking for a little bit. So I've been kind of looking to see that one from Mike P. And it's funny because DNA was just saying on Champion how Mike P's not getting the champ. And Mike P's not getting Briz neither. He was like, "You ain't getting that match neither." And they were like, "Why?" Nah, Saga was like, "Why? I like that one for him." And then DNA was like, "Briz is more of a Mortal Kombat guy." And they were like, "What?" He's like, "You know, see, Mike P like Street Fighter. Briz is more of a Mortal Kombat guy." And I was like, "Man, this guy is hilarious." But,
DNA's funny, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's hilarious. Mike P and Briz, that'd be a cool battle. Anyways, though, I'm getting off topic here. Hitman and Rock. Hitman and Tay Rock. What do you think about that?
Great matchup that we've been waiting for since 2014. It's gonna be
I think that one's is overdue. That one's probably been overdue to happen for a minute. You know, the two of them are they both get a lot of love from the crowd. That one's gonna be a loud battle. I feel like that's gonna be a very loud battle. It's Hitman with his performance, and then Tay Rock, you know, having those seatbelt lines that just get the crowd, the building shaking. That's gonna be a loud battle, bro. I can't even like fathom what that's gonna be electric.
I'm excited about that. And both of the aggressions are gonna be really good. I wonder if Shaw's is gonna jump in. I think it'll be a really really good battle. I just kind of wonder what Rock is gonna approach Tay Rock with, and what is he gonna talk to him about? Because I like what he was talking to Kayshawn about with the angles, especially the second round. I felt like that was really dope.
Yeah.
And I also wonder what he's been doing like the first round too. No, but beside the first round, because he's been getting better, trying to be more than just a first round battler. Like, he had a pretty good first round in the Kayshawn battle. The second round was the best round. He was talking to Sean. the third round, I think it was pretty good. I just want to see how is he going to do this time, because it's a, that was also let me know because Rock because damn, I'm losing my train of thought. Because Hitman hasn't really battled much, so he probably has a lot to say to Rock. But at the same time, Rock hasn't really battled since June, and before that, he was chilling. So Rock probably has a lot to say to Hitman too. This should be good, and of course, we're gonna Hitman's gonna bring up the Rock, the Goods battle, which a lot of people feel like Goods 1-2-1. I think that battle's debatable, but we're gonna see how these two are gonna address each other. Gun lines versus performance. I'm excited to see how these two go at each other.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one for sure. I actually forgot that he battled Goods. I was thinking the last time he battled was against Disaster. Oh, you forgot about that Goods battle.
Yeah, that was at Noam too.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's happening here. I just
that second
round was crazy. The fact that he beat Tay Rock second round is just unbelievable. That's
here's
probably
the funny
why people
thing
give
about
him the
that.
Battle.
Well, here's the funny thing about that too, because and I don't want to try to get too far off of the Savannah subject, because the first round, Goods first was actually pretty good. But Rock bananas, and I was on Twitter saying, "Yo, Rock's first is sounding almost sound like Rock's second," and a lot of people agreed. So then Goods, I was like, "Yo, Goods, I went with the underdog and predicted you will win. So please do not let me down. Fight back." And he wasn't playing in the second. Rock's second was pretty good too; wasn't bad either, but it wasn't consistent enough. And somehow, the crowd booed him. And the lines were okay, but they weren't like haymakers, especially compared to the first. But the third was really good, and the third was very close. I edged it to good, but I'm going to have to watch it again to fully decide, because that's a really close third. So that bout, you got to decide in the third round. But overall, Rock was still good in that bout. It was still consistent. It wasn't like trash material. It wasn't really any dry spots out of that bout. It was more of a fight than like a classic all point back and forth battle. Either way, it's a really good battle that you will enjoy.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Sure.
How
Rock is going to come back from that battle. But go ahead, what you say?
So I'm just trying to find. Okay, so the next one that I want to ask you about is. This one I want to bring up because this is actually my favorite guy. I mean, this is like, I don't know if it's my. I mean, if I'm watching URL, I probably like his. I mean, he's like my favorite style. This is like my the way he approaches the battle. This is the one that I mean, this is the first guy that I really watched that got me into battle rap. This is the first one that I watched consistently that I was like laughing at. You know, him telling Suge, like, if he fall down the stairs, like, Matt Hoffa versus Shotgun Suge mm-hmm. was, like, the first battle that I watched where I was like, oh, my God. I was like, yo, this dude's hilarious. I mean, he had the line, he was like, you know, picture me falling down the stairs. You know, Matt told the crowd, he's like, picture me falling down the stairs. Let it come to you. Now, picture Suge falling down the stairs. Which is funnier? And
now,
the crowd was
he just
rolling.
The drop, because nobody else could fit in the whip. Look at this crib.
Yeah, that nobody else could fit in the whip. Yeah, that was a funny
was
battle.
Funny.
I like how you just pulled out a line from it too, because that was Math Hoffa. That was a good math in that battle. Like, I don't care what anybody say. That was a good math.
A shotgun hurts you the most when he's close to you. I remember that. That was a good first.
Oh, man. Yeah. When he said that, the room, like, it felt like it was like, ooh. Like, the whole room, it was like a power surge happened. when he said that.
Okay.
The shotgun does the most damage when it's close to you. It felt like the power went out in the building. Like, it was like, dude, the whole crowd was just like, oh, man.
That was a hard one.
Like, it was. Shug was mad, too. Shug was tight during all those Hoffa rounds.
But, yeah, Matt Hoffa going against Ab Saturday.
Yeah, so that's what I was leading into. Matt Hoffa versus Ab. That's the battle I want to talk about now. Because my guy Matt has been going off in 2018. He's been going off. I mean, the performances of his that I have seen that have released in 2018 have been good. I mean, I haven't been disappointed yet. And then the battles that I either haven't released or they did, but I haven't seen them. Like, I know he battled the kid Snake Eyes. I haven't seen that. I don't know if it's out, but I haven't seen it. Oh, that just dropped? All right, word. But I heard he had a good performance too.
Mad versus Air Will drops.
Yeah, that's the one I started watching the other day. And the crowd was loving Mad in that first round.
Sure. Started the second round off like, yo, this might be the best Mad I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, nah, Matt was really cooking. I haven't watched the whole battle, but he was off to a good start in the beginning. That's why I'm just anxious to see what Matt does coming back versus Av now. Because, I mean, everyone he's battled this year, he's had a good performance. So, I mean, Av was really hot. Av was really hot for a while. And I feel like Av's kind of cooled down. I think Av's stuff kind of, I don't know if it's like from taking too many battles or it's just that like the crowd has gotten used to his material and they're just not as hyped for it. I don't know. It may be a mix of both. Or maybe it was like
the... being honest, he hadn't really battled that much, honestly. I mean, last year he had a pretty good year. It started all kind of slow with the quote-unquote stealing situation. After the old red battle, because some reason fans just was waiting to see him lose so they could kill him. Because I remember the old red battle, they were saying like that battle was close, or there was a possibility that old red won. They were saying Shug said old red won 3-0, and the fans ran with that. And I know people were saying, "See, I told y'all Ab was overrated," and we were like, "Yo, the battle didn't even drop yet." The battle drops, Av is looking okay, but, like, just the steam is going down. But somehow there were some lines that Av said that we've heard before, and that's a hell of a coincidence. Like, especially when, we've addressed this before. Like, you can go to any other battle or any other league or from any other, like, pre-known battlers that have taken other battles that was years back that we don't remember. That he probably didn't realize they said. But also, and the Shug battle, the crowd was trying to heckle him, and you seen that he wasn't the same. Like, he just wanted to get this battle over with. But he still did okay, just wasn't the Ab from the Chess battle. Then after taking a break, he battled Chess at Summer Madness. I mean, not Chess. He battled T-Top at Summer Madness. He did pretty good, but Top was taking care of business. Then he battled Geechee Gotti at Traffic in November, and that battle was the battle of the night. They both did great. And that probably was the best ad that we got last year. And he did a battle earlier this year in like May, I think in May, against Charlie Clips, which is dropping this Friday. They just dropped the trailer for that. And they're saying he won clearly 2-1 to Clips. From the footage that I saw a little bit, it was pretty. Yeah, it looked like Ab was winning pretty much. So he only battled once this year. So we'll see how he does on Summer Madness because he's been really chilling. So we'll see how he does. But he knows how to flip somebody's name and come with some line that we never heard before. And that's dope. We got to shout out Av. I think Av's going to be a really good puncher. But Mav knows how to be like, show his overall package skills. So we'll see how that match goes. But I'm going with Mav because Mav knows how to do the overall all around package instead of just being just punchline. Because people was asking like, yo, can Mav punch with Av? And Mav's like, I don't have to punch with him. I'm not just a puncher.
Yeah, he's a very well-rounded.
And you see how that happened with the John John battle. Despite people saying that John John killed Rum before the battle drop, I've been told you that wasn't really the case. Then the battle drop and people starting to see like that really wasn't the case. But you still kind of edged the battle to John John somehow. But it was a good battle, but it wasn't like a sweep. No way John John won that battle. John John punched Av's head off. John John's head off. But it was like, dog, my head hurts. Don't judge me. But like, it's dope when you go have a puncher against an all around person that can show like, yo, it's more than just punchline, dog. Let me show you, and kills it.
Yeah,
like
Matt is very
Hitman Holler. Go ahead.
I mean, Mav hasn't been on Summer Madness in a while, too. I mean, when's the last time he was on Summer Madness?
Just in the first one against Calico. No, Sirius Jones. We know how that turned out.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that was Summer Madness 3.
Yeah.
Wait, Summer Madness 1 was Mav versus Calico? That was Summer Madness 1?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, well, that was his first battle that he completed. Last battle that he completed was the first Summer Madness, and this is Summer Madness 7, so that's wild. I think the crowd is going to go nuts for Mav at this thing, honestly. I mean, and I don't even like judging. When I get tired at events, it starts to seem like after, like, you know, 3-4 hours, like, plus time standing in line, like, when the last three battles is going on, like, I'm tired. I ain't even comprehending the lines anymore. I'm not even, like, fully focused. I'm just, like, hearing the crowd react, and my mind's at the point where it's like, all right, whoever the crowd is screaming for, they probably won the battle. But, like, that's not my decision. That's, like, just what my ears are telling me. Because I'm not consciously thinking about the lyrics because I'm overtired at that point. But, so, like, I'm not – my point being in that is that when I, like, am fully focused on a battle, like, I'm not watching it to see who the crowd is reacting for. And I don't really judge battles based off who got more reaction because you can get reaction, but – and I can still feel like you lost the battle based on your material – wasn't better than, or, you know, there could be other elements to it, but
right.
But I do think though that this battle, I mean, it being in Vegas, I think changes things. I don't know like what the crowd in Vegas is gonna be like. I don't know like everybody from everywhere is pulling up in Vegas, you know, this weekend for some madness. I mean, it's kind of like a weird location for a battle rap event, but like at the same time. I don't know. I mean, like, Av, because, like, Av's going to want to be punching back-to-back. But then again, Mav is well-rounded. Like, he's going to want to be punching back-to-back. And the crowd, let's just say, the crowd gets on Av's side in the first round. Then Mav comes out. Two lines in, or first line, crowd's going nuts for Mav. Like, that might be like a firefight, because the crowd might just be so blown away by Mav being on Summer Madness again. Because it's been such a long time, and plus the performances he's been having this year, his name is getting pretty odd again. I mean, if this was Mav on SM6 last year versus Av, I think it would have been probably a lot different because the Mav, where he was at, like mentally, and I think in his career, plus like his relationship with the fans at that time, I don't think the fans really would have. He would have got the best reception to a Summer Madness crowd last year. And if it was versus Av, I think last year he more than likely probably would have lost to Av on Summer Madness 6. So But then now this year, after the battles he's taken and the run that he's on, I think he could definitely beat Av on this year's Summer Madness. That'll be a good one, though. I think it'll be a back and forth, kind of like the Hitman and Rock. I feel like that one will be explosive. Both of those battles will be explosive. I think the crowd's going to be loving Math like crazy, and his lines are going to be just – I'm excited. I just want to see my boy get – I just want to see my guy cook. That's it. I just want to see him cook. I ain't even trying to predict the battle. I just think, you know, they both going to do good. Math's going to cook. All right. Let's get it. So now the champ – well, actually, I don't think this is the champ. This is actually – is the champ battling Twerk, or is that DNA battling Twerk?
No, it's the PG Killer battling Twerk.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's the PG Killer,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it seems like the champ battles the people who... Because he was the champ versus O-Red, I thought. Or was he not? Was he DNA? Or did he say he was the champ
he
beat O-Red?
That's when the champion thing started, after he battled O-Red.
Because he felt like
Jake.
Okay. Because I remember he said once, because he felt, because didn't O-Red get, they said like O-Red, he said O-Red was the champ because like he was on such a crazy run, but then he said he beat O-Red, so then the champ had had risen. So it seemed like the champ, I can't tell if the champ is like a motivated, or is the champ unmotivated and he battles, like, people that he's not motivated for? Because he did say that was supposed to battle Twerk and he ended up battling JC. And either one, he was going to be – was he going to drink champagne and be the champ if it was Twerk? Or did he just do that because when he found out he wasn't taking Twerk, he's taking JC?
I think it would have been a PG Killer still because at the end of the day, JC wasn't – But Twerk is the more recent PG guy that JC will pull the PG Killer out for. Because like people like Killer Jones, the PG Killer didn't exist at the time. So I think because JC was in the same class with Killer as far as the first PGs, I don't think the PG Killer would have came out for when it came out for JC, and which I'm glad that it did. Now Twerk, yeah, this is more the PG Killer, and when DNA as the PG Killer is one of the best DNAs ever. I remember the Chef Perez battle; that was one of my favorite thirds ever from DNA, personally.
Yeah,
that's
the crazy
PG
thing too.
Fresh.
Yeah, DNA battles guys when they're really hot. And that's the thing about this battle is that this is another one of those situations. And I think people will do what they do every time. They're going to say DNA is going to lose. I mean, I'm not trying to predict the battle. I'm just saying I'm sure there's more people than not saying DNA is going to lose because this is what always happens. I mean, they say he's going to lose every battle. Kind of like the not the same like character, but like kind of like the same narrative as Conor McGregor in the UFC. Is like every time Conor McGregor has another fight, they always say, okay, this is going to be the guy that beats McGregor. This is going to be the guy that, you know what I mean? And like they always count him out versus in all his big fights, but then he always proves himself again and shows up everybody, you know, and has a, like, unbelievable performance. So that's the similar narrative with DNA. It's like people always doubt him and say, like, oh, he can't beat this guy, but, he won't be able to beat this guy. And then, you know, he proves everybody wrong. So, but Twerk, you know, that's another one. They both have, you know, I think big potential to win. That one will be good, I think, for sure. I think that'll be another explosive battle.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm excited about that one, too, because DNA knows how to pick battles apart. And Twerk, he's starting to develop more. He's growing more and more and starting to develop more of that veteran skill type battle. How can I say it? Damn, I don't know how to say it. But,
veteran status.
He started to get better. And, yeah, he's getting better like pretty much every battle. It's more than just punchlines. It's more than just punchlines with him. It's more than just word plays with him. Like, he knows when to be aggressive, when not to. He knows when to use punchlines, when to not use punchlines. He knows when just saying a simple line can hit and when doesn't. He knows when the crowd's not on his side, or he knows when to get energy from the crowd when he does the jumping thing, the Brock Lesnar hop, like that type stuff. Like it's like Twerk knows when to do moves. He has like signature and finishing. He had like 5 signatures and finishing moves in battle rap. And that's dope. Not a lot of people can do that. I would love to see how DNA will turn that against him.
And you know what, going forward from there, the next one that I wanted to talk about was. Wait a second. Can I ask you a question? Because I'm losing my train of thought because I'm, like, reading this ad at the same time as I was just trying to, like, think of that, and it kind of, like, got me thrown off. Is the champion of the night, is that, like, a money bonus?
Yeah.
Because there's a GoFundMe page, champion of the night. And I'm, like, I thought that was just, like, an award, but I didn't know it was, like, a money bonus.
No, it is. Champion of the night. Is like the battle of
performance the night. Of the night.
Yeah, like when you get the performance of the night, and you and the fans feel like that. Like, let's say, all right. So John, he had great performance against Rum Nitty on Smack Volume. So the Old Red against Cortez. So the Twerk against Averb. So a lot of people, so Champion, they used to do Twitter polls to see who the fans felt should win Champion tonight. And once they finally get to the last few polls, Black says, all right, this person got Champion tonight. And Black sends the money through their PayPal. Half of the donation from the GoFundMe goes to Champion tonight. The other goes to Champion of the Year. So, but now Jay Black is trying something new to decide champion of the night because there were a couple of events where the people that won champion of the night lied. When the footage dropped, it wasn't really a champion of the night performance. And then somebody else battled Rob and they had great performance. And they were like, yo, this guy should have got champion of the night. I don't know what the other dude was doing. So Black is trying something different, but with the people that donated instead of just everybody. That because some of these people that's voting champion tonight, it's just their fans. Like Twerk got a lot of fans. They're probably gonna vote for him champion tonight anyway. Clean Paper won champion tonight just because of his third round, but the first two rounds against the Young X wasn't all that crazy. Like, so they're trying something different to get the champion tonight right.
Okay, so, oh yeah, and Twerk got, okay, so no made champion, can you repeat? Okay, so, and that's impressive too, even he got champion of the night, you know, over all the names that were on No Mate, you know, over Tay Rock and Goods and everything, wow. So yeah, well, I just lost what I was looking at. Okay, so yeah, you have... Yeah, I keep losing my track here. Yeah, so the next one I wanted to mention was this one is probably one for Rodney to talk about. I'm going to give my piece on it, but Rodney should talk about this because, I mean, we both like lyricism. We both like the writers, but, I mean, JC is your guy. JC is your man, so you got to defend your mans, bro. Yeah, JC has a big fight. This is like the biggest battle. I think it's the biggest battle of his career. This is big on Summer Madness.
Because this could be huge for JC's resume.
I mean, it's also like, and the reason I say biggest battle is because he's had many tests of his pen, but this is a big, big one. Aaron Solomon's a writer. He's a very crazy writer. Just like I'm sure Chill Jones felt like that was his biggest battle, and he debatably beat Aaron Solomon, so that was a dope look for his career. I'm sure, and also, by the way, I feel like Chill Jones, you haven't heard of him. I mean, no, like we haven't heard of him like in a little bit, I think. But I feel like Chill Jones is going to come out of nowhere with like a huge battle. Like he's going to have like a huge name or something like coming out of nowhere. I just have a feeling sometime, I don't know if it's going to be like 2018 or next year, he's going to, I don't know what he's doing, but I think his next one, somewhere along the line, this next, you know, one or two battles is going to be like a huge name because I feel like his stock rose after that battle with Aaron Solomon. But yeah,
yeah,
so you have Aaron battle.
That's one of the possible battles of the night. But go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. And so you have Aaron and JC, and that's going to be, you know, that's two crazy writers right there. That one's going to be a very lyrical battle, you know, pen versus pen. And people got to have, you know, I think they should try and get that battle going, like, earlier in the night. If I had to really ask of one request of this event, would be to get Aaron and JC out there one of the first few battles of the night. I really don't care that it's, like, a high stake. I mean, I don't care that, like, it should be higher up on the card. I don't think that should be a factor here. I think that what they should consider is that this is going to be the most, when I say lyrical, it kind of throws things off, but this is going to be like the most
intricate.
Exactly.
It's gonna
like,
be very
this is going to be the most, this is going to be the battle of the most material of the night. And it's going to have all the over the head bars that you aren't going to catch because you're too tired. And you've watched five battles already.
Oh yeah, you don't want to like get that bell with like four other battles in front of you already. Especially
exactly.
When some of them you don't know whether or not they're gonna be all that good, and bring down the energy.
I'm just hoping that they get that out there like first two or three battles of the night, honestly. Like, I don't know, like, how realistic that is. I don't know what's the plan, but I really hope that they would do that because that battle is going to be good. There's going to be a lot of good bars in there. There's going to be a lot of dope material in there. And I just want that battle to get its fair due. And I want the crowd to be awake for it because I don't want to, like, have that be a dead energy battle, you know, because the crowd does, you know, intensify the battlers as well. And if they're going to be up there spazzing, they deserve to get the proper love, you know, for the work that they're putting into it. You know, I'm sure they're both going to come with three crazy rounds. So I think that battle should get the respect it deserves. So I just hope that gets in there, you know, one of the first two or three battles. Honestly, I wouldn't even mind if they opened up the event with that battle. That would probably be the best scenario. And you know, people can say that'll never happen, but I don't care. I hope that they do it because if that was the first battle of the night, that would be such a crazy opening to the show, and it would get fresh brains, you know, it would get the fresh mind for everyone to catch all the bars, and they would just
nobody's
be so electric.
Yet.
Exactly. Nobody's wavy already, and it'll get the respect and the love that it and the attention that it deserves. So that's my one request. But other than that, though, I think that, yeah, that's going to be a really crazy thing right there. And Rodney, you said that you think that's a big shot, you know, a big moment for JC's career and his resume.
Definitely, because Aaron's is a smack legend already, and he's been doing great since his return back to battle rap, not just URL, battle rap, period.
Now, one thing that they mentioned on Champion, which was a really interesting point, you know, about this battle, is they think that the winner of this battle,
should get luck.
Yeah, I don't know if they said the winner should call out Lux or they should, you know, Lux should be looking out
both.
For them. I mean,
both.
You should call out Lux, if anything, after a battle like that. I don't think, I mean, yeah, he might watch it, but don't expect him to be out there looking for you, you know, the winner of JC and Aaron Solomon. Yeah, you're probably going to have to call him out. I mean, I don't doubt that he'll be watching, but I mean, maybe. You never know. Yeah, no, I think that's it's more fun when you think about like, oh, what match might come after. Oh, it puts more stakes on the battle too. I think JC won Lux, you know, for a little bit now. So, you know, if he were to win and call it Lux, and then he gets that match, I think a lot of people will be excited for it. So that'd be dope. And then at the same time, is like. You know, I've always thought about, you know, what would happen, Iron versus Lux. I mean, I feel like that'd be interesting. I mean, I'd probably honestly want to, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I got to see how Iron does on this big stage, first of all, before I even think about Iron versus Lux. Because what I'm just picturing right now is like, I mean, kind of with both of these matches is like, whether JC and Lux or Iron and Lux, I just keep thinking, like, I'd probably rather see both of the matches on a Smack Volume series than see it on a big stage.
They'll be way more appreciated.
Yeah, because, I mean, the more we see Smack Volume, you just start to think of how many more battles would be better in that setting than on the big stage.
No heckling. No. No weird 3-0 chance to interact, like Chris interacts.
The 3-0 chance need to be stopped. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm cool.
Some
with
of those things
ones,
are just
those chances are cool. Those are hilarious. I'm cool with 2-1.
Nah. See, the 3-0 chance when it's like, you know, someone's first round. Come on, bro.
I hate those.
It's like, yo, y'all can't be drunk
chance.
Already.
Yeah, I hate the
Joe can't be drunk. Y'all forcing it on the battles too. You're making these guys not even want to rap. Like, it's like, just shut up. Damn.
Nah, what makes it worse when, like, somebody said, like, maybe a good line began the third round, and it's a quote. Like, for example, Ill Will versus Briz Rothstein. Y'all was just going crazy for Ill Will's third, losing y'all mind with some of the lines he was saying, and Briz does maybe like, what, 8 bars, and y'all chanting 3-0? What? This is a great battle. What are y'all talking about 3-0 for? Like,
yeah.
Come on. Even Briz was like, yo, don't do that. I'm glad he told him that, man. Like, come on. 3-0, really? Y'all smoking that sour diesel.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is that I feel like fans at battle rap events, they just get so carried away with, like, the energy of what's going on. They just want to say 3-0 just because. Like, someone have a hot line, and they just feel enticed. You know, they just feel like they just want to chant 3-0. And it's just like, man. I mean, like, some moments it's warranted. But other moments, it's just like, all right, y'all just saying that now. Like, this is the first round. Like, we've seen a good round.
The second round.
Who?
He held 3-0 for K-Shine against T-Rock in the second round.
K-Shine versus T-Rock?
Yeah. I'm not T-Rock. Versus T-Rex. Correction. Versus T-Rex in the second round.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just like, I just think it gets carried away. I think just people, I mean, especially, I think, too, like, the so many hours at the event. I mean, like, it sucks that it happens, but, like, at the same time, it's like, I think people just get, like, delirious, and, like, they just start saying shit. I mean, like you said, too, is like, man, y'all can't be drunk already. You know, like, the Iron and
right.
JC needs to have them before everybody gets drunk, before anybody starts yelling 3-0, because nobody should be yelling 3-0 during that battle.
At all.
During Iron versus JC, there should be not one 3-0 chant, because that will not be any way a 3-0 for anybody. And you know what, too? I'm sure you were mad. Speaking of 3-0, I'm sure you were mad because I think the year before, was it SM6 or SM? Yeah, I think it was SM6.
Last year, SM6.
Yeah, they did. Was that the one they did Rum Nitty versus JC?
Mm-hmm.
And weren't they saying 3-0 for? Weren't they saying 3-0 for JC at some
for
point?
JC.
Or was it the opposite way?
Yep. Not for JC.
I'm sure.
Because JC was
sure
hot. They were going crazy for him. Like, you could see, like, after a while, the rounds were so long. And it wasn't just because of JC going longer. The crowd was dragging it out even more. And I felt like, all right, though, you already right. Like, there was times, like, that JC had, like, maybe 4 or 8 bars left. And he was like, man, I'm done. Next round, let's go. Because, like, the crowd, it felt like it was rooting for JC more. It felt more like Rome was having the need to fight for the crowd more, no matter how dope his lines were. And he had dope, especially in the second round, he had dope lines. Pin God, depend on God to get line reaction, smooth criminal. That I had to check an angle for a body. Like Rum was cooking.
Yeah.
Even though it kind of felt like there was time Rum was stopping to wait for reaction here or there. But material wise, Rum was cooking. The crowd just wasn't. It was trying to. It seemed like they wanted JC to win more than for it to be a good battle. Because a lot of people really had this battle of the night. Yeah, people yelling, "Where's Lux?" in the middle of JC's round. People yelling to JC, "Leave him alone!" in the first round. But I hope that Vegas crowd don't OD with that. Cause the Houston crowd wasn't bad. There were a couple moments that they were booing at the wrong time, but they weren't OD booing for like 5 minutes. They booed. Like a ad line for like maybe 10 seconds, and say, "Okay, go ahead, rap. What else you got? Make up for yourself. Redeem yourself, dog." Like, well, other crowds, it's like, come on, dog. They either gassing like crazy, or they're dead, or they're just heckling too much to the point that it's annoying. And sometimes that ruins the battle. It's like, good lord, dog. Like, some of y'all ODing too much. And I hate crowd that talk through battles, too. And it makes you appreciate snag volume battles, because now you don't have to worry about the crowd ruining the battles. The talk should mainly be about whether or not the two battlers was dope with good material. It shouldn't be about, you know, the crowd was wilding, man. The crowd was ODing. The crowd was gassing. Sometimes they use gassing wrong, but
it's tough that you can't get that like in the middle, you know, that happy, you know, moderate level crowd. I mean, it's tough to pinpoint that. You never know what people are going to be on at what point in the night, and they're going to be saying some wild shit, especially because a lot of people really be turning up for these events. So, and I know there was they was drinking Henny. Yeah, a couple people was off the Henny last year before the event. So I know that was not Summer Madness, but I mean, still, people definitely be drinking even just in the line. Never mind, you know, getting drinks during the battle and whatnot. So people definitely be turning up. I mean, at the battle rap events, I really don't. I never like get wavy or nothing like that. I mean, I'm 22, but you know, I don't drink at the events. Like, I don't really. I'm trying to, like, I'm there to listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really just focused in. I mean, I don't even really pay attention to the people around me, to be honest. Like, besides, like, telling them to hold my spot and, like, maybe, like, a little bit of reaction and seeing what people, you know, wake people up. But other than that, I'm there to listen. I'm trying to hear the bars, and I don't really care about turning up at the event. I understand, like, by all means do it, but it's just I think some people get a little bit too crazy before even getting into the event. So then once they do get in there, they have a couple more drinks and they smoke a blunt or whatever, and then they're just fucking whacked by the time the battles get on. And then that's, you know, might have some influence on why the crowd would be just seeming off sometimes. or heckling or whatever, just on some wild shit. So, you know, the last thing I wanted to talk about in the last, like, few minutes here is the T-Rex and Reed Dollars.
Reed Dollars.
Yeah, that one I've been asking for a while. What you say?
It should have been on Smack Volume 3, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think that's another one that should have been on Smack Volume that would have been better. Like I said, we're starting to pick out more and more battles that would be better in the small room that, than they might be on the big stage. Same thing with Reed being on the big stage. For me, it's kind of an iffy thing. You know, picturing him on the big stage. I mean, the last time he was on the big stage, I think it was versus John John.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a rough time for Reed. So I don't know what the crowd's going to respond to him like. And, you know, we still got to see what's up. You know, we don't know what Las Vegas, like, what the crowd's going to be like, period. But, you know, just seeing Reed Dollars back, I don't know what the consensus is going to be, if people are excited for that or not. I hope the crowd's not just, like, booing him and, like, hating on him because, you know, when they do that to anybody, like, whether I like the person they're booing or not, I mean, it's tough to see that because you're not even letting the guy get his material off. I mean, like, if somebody's trying and, like, they're coming with rounds and, like, they really wrote for this battle, like, besides, like, Daylight when he's doing some bullshit, like, I understand if the crowd boos Daylight when he's doing some bullshit because he's doing some bullshit. You paid to see the MCs put in real work, not to do antics and stupid shit. So I understand booing things that are justifiable to boo. Like when Bangs was, you know, telling the crowd to suck his dick. And the crowd started booing. Like, that was justifiable.
I remember that.
Bangs was wilding. Yeah, because that was justifiable because Bangs was wilding. And he was clearly drunk or something. And he just didn't understand that he was on a stage for people who paid to see him. Well, really, they didn't pay to see him. But, you know, they paid to be at the event to watch whoever was on the stage. So, but yeah, stuff like that is justifiable. But I don't know how they're going to react to Reed. And hope Rex comes in full form. Because whether or not they like Reed, I feel like Reed. Whether or not they like Reed, I think Reed's gonna come with some fire, and that might be some of my own personal opinion. I mean, I think Reed's fire, anyways. You know, T Rex is good when he comes prepared. He only came with really one round versus Shine, and then I think he no-showed his battle after that. So. I don't know what he's going to come with. But it's kind of that's probably the most unknown battle on the card for me. I mean, I'm excited for it regardless, but there's just a lot of unknown about it. I don't really know what to expect from either one of those guys. I mean, I like Reed. I like his style probably a bit more than I like T-Rex style, but I just don't know what either one's going to come with and how the crowd's going to react to how the crowd's going to react to what they come with.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. That should be good for like the old school era. So hopefully the crowd doesn't ruin that battle.
Yeah, hopefully not. You know, all in all, this is a dope card, and shout out to URL. You know, if you don't know. You can order Summer Madness 7 pay-per-view this Saturday. And if you can't watch it live, you can always get the video on demand and watch it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, or the week after, or whenever. I'm not sure exactly how long the VOD lasts, but last time I checked, it was a sufficient amount of time. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch the card on Sunday. I mean, it's going to be a dope day/night of battles. And the week after that, we have another big card that we'll probably want to talk about, too. So, But for now, we won't even do that. Just shout out to URL and check out some Madness 7. Support the culture. Definitely support the culture. Thanks, Rodney, for coming on. This was dope. That's pretty much it. We over and out. Rodney, you have any last words for the people?
Well, you forgot Old Red versus El Will, but that's another time. But, yeah, shout out to everybody that was listening. Check out the Stuff Talk session. We just got back in the studio, so everything's good now. So I will be doing the show tomorrow. Check it out live on the InFam Radio app. And if you miss the show tomorrow, don't worry. I will be dropping footage right after. Hopefully, if I'm not lazy, I'll edit it and drop it later tomorrow or later Friday. With the Jody Show. Meanwhile, you guys listen to the Lee and Key Show featuring Rodney. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. And we out.
Over and out, everybody. Stay positive, enjoy your life, and support the culture of Battle Rap. Order some Madness 7 this weekend. Over and out, Lee and Keys. Have a good night.